This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.
Hello, friend. My name is Denise Renner, and I welcome you to my program. We're talking about how we can love others better. And I want to offer you my 10-part series. It's a video series called How Can I Love Others Better? Have you ever asked yourself that question? I've asked myself that question. And in studying this, I got so encouraged, and I want to share that with you. And it comes also with a study guide. And I want to offer you my book, Who Stole Cinderella? Now, this book can really help you in marriages, even if you're not married. There's the Word of God. This book's filled with the Word of God in helping us through relationships and our attitudes. And I've been teaching on marriage for 16 years, and I've used this book as a foundation, and so many people have been helped in their marriages. Even divorces have been stopped. Husbands have started esteeming their wives more. Wives started respecting their husbands more. There was forgiveness given to one another. And I want you to have this book. And also, today, I want to offer you a free offer. And I'm so excited about it. It's my two little books. One's called Redeemed from Shame, that Jesus took our shame on the cross. You don't have to live with shame in your life. And also, The Gift of Forgiveness. You say, well, these are just so little. But I'm telling you, I've gotten so many testimonies from both of these books. I even got a testimony from a prisoner from this book. And he said, I got set free from all the unforgiveness that I had in my life. And he said, I shared it with everybody. So I want you to have this, and it's free to you. So I want you to stay with me, because I'm going to be right back. And we're going to talk about how we can love others better.
It's time for big miracles and changes in your life. Join Denise Renner and dive into the study of God's Word, which has great power to strengthen faith, inspire change, heal physically and spiritually, and most importantly, help you learn about the power of Christ Jesus living in you. It's time with Denise Renner.
Well, I think this teaching is really going to help you today. But before I give this teaching, I want to give you a testimony. And this woman says that there was a word of knowledge on one of our programs. And what the word was, that God was healing someone's eyes because they had stress in their life and it had affected their eyes. Well, this woman wrote, and she had muscular degeneration. And when she received that word of knowledge, she received that healing, it was gone. It was gone. And I love what she says. She says, her eyes were healed completely, and she's going to surprise the doctor later this afternoon. Isn't that great? I tell you, friend, I love when the healing power comes and interrupts our lives. I love the power of God to come and interrupt what's going on, our problems, sickness, disease, bitterness, financial problems, relational problems, any kind of problems, and the power of God comes to interrupt those problems. And that's what happened to that woman. I'm so thrilled about that. Well, I want to share with you today about how we can stop ourselves, understand what Jesus said about judging, and what judging does to not only somebody else, but also does to ourselves. And we're going to start in Matthew chapter 7, and it's verse 1. And I want to give you a little story before I start this. I was teaching many years ago in a marriage class. And so I said, ladies, I want you to raise your hand if you absolutely believe 100% that you are a better person than your husband? Well, silence in the room. And then this one woman on the front row raises her hand so boldly. And I said, okay, now you're saying that you are a better person than your husband. She said, 100%. Well, I didn't know what to say to her. So I said, well, let's turn to Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. And let's see what Jesus has to say. So it says, judge not that you be not judged. Now, friend, this is Jesus talking. This is his command. And he's saying that when we judge, we will be judged. I've meditated on this for hours and hours. And I believe Jesus was saying, don't judge and you won't be judged. Because if you've ever been judged yourself, I'm sure I'm looking at thousands of people who have been judged by somebody, and you didn't like it. I've been judged by others. I didn't like it either. So, but when I judge, I'll be judged. So when you judge somebody, I'm not talking about, you know, a mental judgment of like, okay, now the traffic light was red, now it's green. That's a mental judgment. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about criticism. I'm talking about if you were in their situation, you would never do that. You are better than them. We kind of put on these self-righteous robes and say, you know, I would never do that. And of course I'm better than them. This judgmental kind of attitude. This is what Jesus is talking about. And he's saying when we judge, judgment will come back on us. Well, the next verse says, for with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Jesus is so clear. He's saying in the very same way that you judge, that very same way, that very same amount, you will be judged. So let's say that you have a friend but you start seeing things about this friend that you don't like, and so you start to think, well, I would never do that, or well, I'm better than that, and you start putting on those self-righteous kind of judgment outfits. Well, with all the thoughts that you have towards that person, with all the attitudes, the amount, that's what Jesus is talking about, is amount. That very same amount is going to come right back to you. This is amazing that Jesus would say the very same way, the very same measure, you can measure it. If you judge this much, you'll be judged this much. If you judge this much, you'll be judged this much. If you judge this much, you're going to receive this much judgment. He's not talking about judgment from him. He's talking about judgment from others. The way that you judge others is the exact same way that others will bring back that same judgment on you. You know, many times you might hear somebody and they're gossiping. Well, I think to myself, if that person's gossiping about that person, then that person will be just as capable of gossiping about me. That character, that ability to gossip, that ability to judge, that's character. And Jesus is saying, if you judge this much, you're going to be judged this much. It's so serious what he's saying. And then it says, and why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank that's in your own eye? So let's say husband and wife. Okay, so you see something in your husband, or you see something in your wife, and your mind, you see it, and then you think about it. You see it, and then you think about it. It says right there, it says, why do you look at the speck that's in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank that is in your own eye? So you are looking at a tiny speck in their eye, but you're looking. And you're looking and you're thinking and you're looking and you're thinking. And then it says, but you don't consider the board or the plank that's in your own eye. Now, this, let me explain. This plank that Jesus is talking about, it's not just, you know, it's not just this big, or it's not just this big. It is a complete board that you would put under the foundation of your house. This board that you have decided that you're so right that you can judge and criticize in your eye as the judger is so huge, it is sticking out grotesquely out of your eye. If somebody was to walk by, they would bump into your judgment. That's how big in the spirit that board is. But the speck that's in your brother's eye, and I looked this up in the Greek, it means it's just a tiny little splinter. It's just a small moral defect. So why are we so captivated by their speck and we don't see the board? Because we don't see the board because all we're thinking about is their speck. If you think about this, friend, if you actually picture it in your mind, and I'm very visual, of a board coming out of my eye, and I'm standing there looking ridiculous with this huge board coming out of my eye, but I don't notice that. All that I notice is this tiny little speck that's in my brother's eye. And all of my attention is on that speck. That's what Jesus is saying. He said, think about that board that's in your eye? And then the next verse says, and how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, there's a plank in your own eye. So, you know, stay with me and visualize with me that huge board coming out of your eye, and people want to get close to you, but they keep bumping up into that board. And then, but you're so captivated on the speck that's on your brother's eye. And now you've become so deceived by this speck and your board sticking out of your eye, that now you've decided, you know what? I'm going to say to my friend what I think is wrong with them. Now, in the spirit, you're going to talk to them about a tiny little speck, a splinter. And in the spirit, as Jesus describes it, that board is just sticking out of your eye. And now you stand there. Brother, let me tell you what's wrong with you, and let me tell you how you can fix it. Haven't you seen this in relationships? Haven't you ever seen this in marriages? I know that I have done that, that I've had a huge board in my own eye, and I've looked at the speck in my husband's eye. And I've been so captivated by the speck that I didn't even know that there was a board sticking out of my own eye. But that's the power of that judgment that we've decided to take on, that it builds that board. You know, some people, you get around them, and maybe you're in a great mood, but they're not in such a great mood, and they're just being critical of everybody. Well, that board is sticking out of their eye. And you come up to them and you bump up into that board, you don't even enjoy their company so much. Well, why? It's because they got a board sticking out of their eye. Their concentration is on the speck of somebody else's eye. Oh, Jesus, he is really telling us. Look what Jesus says in verse 5. He says, hypocrite, first remove the board. Remember, this huge, grotesque board sticking out of our eye, from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the tiny little speck or the tiny moral defect from your brother's eye. You know, friend, I'm telling you the truth, that when I've done this, and then I say, God, I know I'm wrong. I must look ridiculous in front of you with this huge board in front of my eye and staring at somebody's speck. And I get before the Lord and I start seeing how he's forgiven me. And I think, Lord, you've forgiven me. If you could judge me, I mean, our judgment, friend, our judgment came on Jesus. The wrath of God came on Jesus. If you're a Christian, you're not under under condemnation anymore. So he's taken away condemnation off of us, but yet we would put condemnation and judgment on somebody else. And when I come before him and I say, Lord, there's no condemnation in you. Oh, Lord, forgive me. Oh, Lord, cleanse me of this. And I remove, Lord, by my own repentance, my own acknowledgement, this huge board sticking out of my eye. And Lord, I am not that speck in my brother's eye. That is nothing. And I want to thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness to me. When I receive that forgiveness, I don't want to look at somebody else's speck because I've been forgiven so much. Do you remember when Jesus came, and it's in John chapter 8, and he was teaching in the synagogue, and there came these religious leaders, Pharisees, and they're dragging with them a woman who was caught in the act of adultery. And they throw that woman down in front of Jesus, and they start talking to Jesus about judging him and what is he going to do? What are you going to do, Jesus? What are you going to do? And Jesus knows the law. He knows the Roman law. He knows the Jewish law. And Jesus, he doesn't speak to him. He just gets down on the ground and he starts writing on the ground and he says, which one of you, the one with you without any sin, you go ahead and you throw your first stone. Well, they had stones in their hands and they were ready to stone her to death. Well, when we've got that huge board sticking out of our eye and we're ready to condemn someone and judge them, and we repent, for me, it's like the stones that I wanted to throw, I wanted to, in my heart, I'm better than you, I'd never do that. The stones that I wanted to throw, they just drop out of my hands. And I say to the Lord, Lord, I don't have any stones to throw. And I refuse to judge and criticize that person. Thank you for forgiving me and not condemning me. You know, this series is called How Can We Love Better? We can love better by looking how we've been loved. You can love better by looking and thinking about how you've been forgiven and how there's no condemnation on you in Christ Jesus. And how can we say to ourselves, I have the right to judge you? No, we don't. And Jesus said, if we do that, then we're a hypocrite. I know every one of you that I'm talking to, you want to love others better, and you certainly don't want Jesus to call you a hypocrite. Then we got to get rid of our stones, get that plank out of our eye, and quit looking at the speck that's in our brother's eye. This is an amazing way how we can show love to one another better. And I want to remind you, love is the highest law. It is the highest law. And getting rid of that board and refusing to look at that speck, we're coming up into that level of high-level love and loving our brother. Well, I want you to stay with me because I'm going to be right back and we're going to pray together because I know the God's Spirit is working in your heart. Maybe you're thinking of somebody, I need to quit judging. I need to release them. I need to stop trying to fix them and I need to think about me. Maybe that's what you're thinking right now. Anyway, stay with me and I'm going to be right back. And we're going to pray together.
We were not made to live our lives alone, and the Bible gives us distinct commands on how we are meant to live in community with one another. In her series, How Can I Love Others Better?, Denise Renner addresses the challenges of relationships, the attitudes we need to be carrying toward others, and the necessity of relying on God and His strength through it all. This enlightening 10-part series is available in digital and physical formats, starting at just $20. We are also offering you Denise's book, Who Stole Cinderella, to support you as you grow in your relationships and strengthen your marriage. Order Who Stole Cinderella for just $17. And for a limited time only, Denise's books, Redeemed from Shame and the Gift of Forgiveness, are available as our free gift to you. Free for a limited time when you call the number on your screen or go online to request it. Get the books Redeemed from Shame and the Gift of Forgiveness for free today. And don't miss this offer on the series, How Can I Love Others Better? And the book, Who Stole Cinderella? By Denise Renner. Call the number on your screen or scan the QR code now. One free offer per household for U.S. mailing only.
Well, friend, wasn't that wonderful? I say that's wonderful because, I mean, maybe I stepped on somebody's toes, but when Jesus steps on our toes, it's His mercy. It's His mercy when He says, I want to show you something that I need you to work on. That is mercy. So I want you to have this 10-part video series of How Can I Love Others Better? It's going to encourage you. Maybe you want to create a Bible study around that with your friends. I think it's going to be very encouraging. And what a discussion subject. And then it comes with a study guide. And also, I want to offer you my book, Who Stole Cinderella? This book is going to help you love others better, especially husbands and wives. But also, this book is not just to women who are married. This is for women who are never been married, maybe a new bride, maybe somebody who's getting married, maybe somebody who's divorced. And you want to see and get some wisdom from God's Word This book has helped a lot of people. So I want you to have that. And then finally, I want to offer you again my free offer to you. It's these little books, The Gift of Forgiveness and Redeemed from Shame. Redeemed from Shame is really a powerful little book that shows you how that when we're carrying shame, it's extra baggage because Jesus took our shame, became shame on the cross for us, and we don't have to carry it around. Father, I thank you so much that we had this time together, and we love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll see you on the next program. If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
If you just prayed the prayer of salvation with us, would you please let us know by going to renner.org/salvation? We would love to connect with you.
Perhaps I have to do another test.
The only thing to do is to wait.
I wish things have gone another way. I want to be healthy.
If there is no one to support you, don't give up. Just contact us choosing your available way. We're waiting for your call, willing to give you prayer support. Two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Denise Renner is a mentor to women, an author, and a classically trained vocalist. With television, satellite, and internet platforms combined, the ministry of Rick and Denise Renner reaches a potential worldwide audience in the millions. We invite you to partner with us in teaching, strengthening, and rescuing lives for the glory of God. Discover the many ways you can help us make a difference in lives around the world with the Word of God. Together, we can make a difference that will last throughout eternity.